I would say I'm right up there 9 or 10, just simply because I think he's a hard nosed coach. I think his team's going to be disciplined. That's something we didn't have blatantly under John L. Smith, yeah. but a little bit under Bobby Petrino too. So
I think there's no question he's a guy that would have been able to fit right in at Jefferson Prep back in the day.
No doubt.
Crazy Mike, he's got a chip on his shoulder. We've read through some of his incidents in his past.
I like him even better.
He went after Jim Walton in his last game as a Hawkeye against Iowa State. It wasn't his last game, but it was his last game play Iowa State. He goes across the field and gets in his face. And Jim Walton's like this sweet old grandpa guy like John L. Smith is.
Yeah.
And he calls him a name, and he tells him how much he enjoyed kicking his butt the last 5 years.
Hey.
I'm paraphrasing.
It is what it is.
It wasn't very nice. I like it, though. The guy's intense.
He looks like a guy definitely that whoop his grandma on anything.
I wish he would have come in here and told John L. Smith that after week two this year.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Revolution Hotline. Tonight in Conway, the UCA Bears will be on the court against Tennessee Martin. And Matthew Huff is also performing tonight. Matthew, welcome to the zone. How are you?
Hey guys, thank you. I'm doing well.
I was looking on your website here. You got you're a pretty bad looking man on there. You ever? When's the last time you were in a good scrap?
Oh man, it's been a couple of years.
He can't do that now, man. His body. He uses his body to make money.
Yeah, I didn't ask for that one.
I like it. So tell us a little about you. Where are you from? And talk about your musical career, named Nashville's New Country Star in 2011, so a rising star in the country music industry.
Yeah, I grew up, guys, in Mammoth Spring, a little town north central Arkansas.
Mm-hmm,
and
course.
Graduated from Mammoth Spring High School. With a shout out there, we got our first basketball state title last year. First,
yeah, that's right, Mammoth Springs, of course.
And a game here on the Buzz, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was a cool deal. Moved to Conway. After that, in 98, to go to UCA and graduated there in 2003 with my early childhood education degree, and actually taught in Conway for 6 years before embarking on this endeavor. So it's been a good ride.
Where all have you performed? All over the country?
Yeah, just this year alone, man. I've been Missouri, Arkansas, Michigan, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, just off the top of my head. So I've been pretty busy.
And coming home tonight to play at UCA, kind of a cool thing. Talk about, are you playing after, before, during? What's the plan?
It's before. It's a pregame show. Game starts at 7. I'll start at 5:30 there in the Fair Center. Or the Cave, as Coach Williamson calls it.
That's right.
Kick off there about 5:30. I just want to come back and do something. I played a couple tailgates in the past for Y107 for football games. I thought it'd be real cool. I get real into the basketball team there.
Yeah.
And getting to come back and watch them when I get a chance. So.
Have you done something like this before? Perform before a game at the facility? No.
No, never. It'd be my first time. It'd be cool.
Were you a fan of Coach Williamson's when he was coming up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think the 94 national title team.
Yep.
Dude, I was only 14, but I can remember. And then the following year, I believe they lost against UCLA.
Yeah,
close one, I think. So yeah, I've always been a big fan. Yeah.
You are. I see. In 1 month from today, you're gonna be playing at one of our favorite hangouts, the Rev Room, too.
Yeah, that's gonna be kind of my kickoff show for the year. I haven't got to play back in Little Rock in by January. It'll be well over a year, so kind of a come back home in January as well and play downtown. So it's always fun. Red Room is one of my favorite places to play.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Well, Chris and Suzanne do a great job. Well, Matthew, congratulations on your success, and we look forward to following your career. We'll have to get you down in the studio someday.
Hey, I'd be down to do that, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, you very much. Have a great show tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, that's Matthew Huff tonight at the Ferris Center prior to the Bears and the Skyhawks.